In the name of the Christ, we invite our own mighty I Am presence to sustain us, to protect us in this hour, as we now enter into the Holy of Holies of our inner self, our threefold flame, and the secret chamber of our hearts. We now see the sphere of light radiating around us as our cosmic egg, our aura. All within this egg is pure light. All outside of this egg, for a circumference of 30 feet and beyond, is pure light energy. We now expand our consciousness to the periphery of this cosmic egg around us, so that we are actually outside and standing upon this egg, this sphere. Now with the speed of light, we enter back into the very center of our being, our threefold flame. And then we bounce back on the periphery. Again, back on a trampoline to the center and back out. To the center, back out. To the center, back out. With the speed of light, back to the center, back out. To the center, as a rocket ship, back out. For those who have in consciousness been able to expand beyond their cosmic egg, now we see our souls traveling to Texas. From Montana through Wyoming, through Colorado, through Oklahoma, down into the Gulf Coast area, where Rita has created devastation, Beaumont, Texas, throughout that entire region. We as spiritual beings now are above the earth, seeing the flooding, the destruction. We now hold our hands and see our chakras blazing a light into these cities affected, these homes, these businesses, neighborhoods, into the lives of people. We support all those working to reestablish electricity and power in the neighborhoods and cities. We see the downed power lines being quickly and efficiently placed back up in their proper places. We see many, many multitudes of angels going to the aid of people, supporting those workers who are working around the clock, those who are keeping order, those in the command and control centers, who are helping to coordinate all the relief efforts, those who are bringing food and nourishment and supplies and water to all those in need through all the trucks, all the buses that are needed to transport people. We see multitudes of angels surrounding all of the National Guardsmen and any other troops who have been mobilized to assist all those in Texas and also in Louisiana and Alabama throughout the Gulf Coast. We call for and we see the purification of all the water, especially in Louisiana, that has been contaminated through the unleashing of the groundwater and the sewage and the septic systems in that area. We call for the violet flame to burn through now and consume all toxicity, all potential disease of the people through mosquitoes and other insects. We call for the uniting of hearts that are still alive who may have been temporarily separated. We call for cosmic communication so that the entire coordination of all the relief efforts may be done with perfection and with the coordination angels. We call the beloved Archangel Michael to walk around every business and protect and seal them from all looting. We send our love and our light to everyone who has been affected, all who have been depressed, all who feel frustration at the demands for them to leave, the slowness of the traffic and the jams along the highways, leaving Houston, heading north, and now those who are debating whether to return to their homes quickly or who are being obedient to the governor's request, not yet to come. We call for the acceleration of all relief efforts and for the communication to be honest, straightforward, and clear. Beloved Mother Mary, beloved our angels of mercy and healing and comfort, Maha Chauhan, we ask you to move into action now with 10,000 legions of angels from far-off worlds and assist every life stream who has been impacted. And we ask that each one now bow to God and humble themselves, knowing the power unleashed through this natural catastrophe is because we need to discern how we may return to the heart of God in humility and love and service to life and not take for granted all that we have, but use the resources, all of our resources, wisely. We call for bodhisattvas and angels and masters and Buddhas to move tirelessly now to serve all those who have been affected. But at a soul level, we ask that they be changed and that they receive an inkling of God's love and mercy and kindness and not blame God for what has occurred, but know that this is cosmic justice for the wrongs of mankind. Not as retribution, but simply as the law of cause and effect. O God, we ask all of us who are listening on this broadcast to pool our resources and our energy and our love, our causal bodies, all that we are, all that we have gleaned, to help all these people who have been affected by these storms, Katrina and Rita. We pray with all in us that lives may be saved, that souls may be saved, that children and pets may be saved and reunited with their owners and their families and their parents and their siblings. We call for all fear to be consumed, all anger and frustration to be consumed. O violet flame angels, assuage the hearts of all who have been affected and raise them in consciousness to know God anew. We sweep down to many neighborhoods now, observing, helping, and with the speed of light, because we are not limited in consciousness, we help one here, one there. We comfort one here, one there, with a hug, with a kiss of peace, with grace, with mercy, with love. We smile. We give them hope We see billions of angels swooping down and helping all in need. The levees being corrected and sustained in and around New Orleans according to God's will. And we see the vision of the rebuilding of certain areas, but only those areas that God desires, without the casinos, but simply people working together, smiling, helping each other, giving a pat on the back, supporting each other, loving each other, not so concerned about themselves, but about serving others. We see billions of Red Cross angels being mobilized, overshadowing all Red Cross servants and personnel, strengthening all those who have been up for hours, who are tired, giving them new life and new energy. We use all of our chakras to support them. And the flow is continuous from our I Am presence through us, such that we are not even drained in this process, but the light is simply blazing and flowing through our hands, our feet, our minds, our consciousness to help them. And now we see this same service being provided everywhere upon earth that there is a need. In India, in the underdeveloped nations of Africa, in the Middle East, in Iraq, even in the back streets of America, in the slums, in China, we protect all women who are pregnant in China and call for mercy so that their life within the womb may not be snuffed out through the one-child practice. We call for the freeing of all Tibetans who have been enslaved, all lamas and priests and nuns who have been enslaved for their spiritual practices. We call for the raising of all sentient life upon earth, and for those who know not the grace of God to receive it this day. We see the multiplication of our own consciousness 100-fold, so that there are many of us, like electronic presences of the Ascended Masters, going here and there and serving. And now we ourselves are multiplied, and we can be everywhere in the consciousness of God with Lonello, serving upon every continent and every nation and every city and every home where there is a need. Because God is not limited where we are. O Gautama, O Maitreya, O Sanakumara Jesus, Padmasambhava, the Buddha Mother, in your lineage we serve as bodhisattvas of compassion and mercy and love to save all sentient beings. And we ask that this visualization, this meditation, be reenacted each time we give the sacred mantra, I am saving sentient beings, I am saving sentient beings, during our morning rosary, so that in an instant we may multiply all the efforts that we have together accomplished this day. We now see our souls rising high above the earth with arms outstretched as angels of mercy and healing, radiating love to a planet and her people. We are in the state of our own cosmic consciousness, as ascended beings now rather than at some future time. The entire planet is being transformed through this experience of love of all of the bodhisattvas who have taken the vow to serve and save life. The earth is pulsating now with kindness from Maitreya's heart. And we now return to our body forms here in Montana or wherever we are listening on the broadcast. Our souls and our spirits now return into our body gradually, softly, gently. We enter back into our heart. We thank God for this experience together. We bow before the Lord of the world, Beloved Gautama, and thank Him for sustaining the thread of contact with each of us these many thousands of years.